it might be largely over now, but what's the collateral damage here?
Well, if it feels like this is happening more often, that's because it is happening more often. This was one of the most widespread outages we've ever seen because it took down everything from Hulu and HBO Max to Spotify and CNN and the BBC. And as you're saying, even government websites. This was also notable because it was not restricted to one part of the world. This was affecting users in Europe, in the United States, in parts of Asia and Africa, all at the same time. Essentially, what happened is Fastly installed a bad software update, and its bad software update then spread and had that ripple effect. You know, originally, the reason why you have these content delivery networks like Fastly that are close physically to people's homes and access points is to speed up the internet, is to make web pages and songs and everything play faster on your phones and computers. But when it goes down, it goes down hard. And that's what we saw earlier today. It's a reminder that there are only a small number of these cloud computing firms that are keeping essentially the entire internet online. When I say that, I mean the entire consumer internet. Of course, there's lots of redundancies, lots of different parts of the internet. But when you think about these major players, whether it's Hulu or Spotify or Reddit, all these big companies, they rely on the same handful of firms. So in the words of Recode, it's both the scale today and the frequency of these outages that is what's worrisome.